A temple in the world. Bruised early, easily, that mangoed air corrupted in the senses, burdened them. Everything trampled in the press of rain surrendered, daily in the season, fresh intoxication, pungency, decay. Deduced from stamps, outdated geographics, and the green asthmatic shortwave radio that hacked and lisped through breakfast, touting news of riots in L.A., of Vietnam, of dollar bill and multiplying yen neck tight in some spectacular embrace, of Latin floods, of Russian treachery, this was the raucous, boiling, calling world. The meditative Buddhas did not look up, but thought their patient thoughts impassively, releasing all. Billowing, reddish dust flew up around the temple and came down, and then flew up and then came down again, and settled upon the Buddhas and the just. But I was only 12. I didn't think of justice, in so many words, that is. I did think of the baleful scrutiny of sunlight that would find me out to chase me in by noon, my temples cramped with heat. There was a cool swamp under our stilted house, and on my raw of inner tubes and slats, I pulled the fetid latitudes, slipping between lily pads to a continent of frogs, and their wide-eyed, huffed indifference.